all new restaurants are not perfect. Very few restaurants are perfect in general. So we give a little leeway for best new restaurants just because they're still figuring a few things out. But we think that all 10 of these places have tremendous potential.
Our host for this interview is last in the article, Cart Driver. What did they do?
Well, I think Cart Driver is a spectacular restaurant in part because they do so little. They do so much with so little. They have a very small menu. They have a tiny little space, 640 feet, and everything that they do is just very curated, very thoughtful, very seasonal, and it is what it is. It just is exactly what it's supposed to be.
The other neighborhood joint not far from us at 25th and Larimer is Rosenberg's on Welton. People were waiting for a good bagel shop, and here we go.
It opened. It's fantastic. I love Rosenberg's. I think what Josh does over there is just terrific. He really does mimic the New York style. He calls it New York style bagel, and I think he does a great job. But more than just the bagels, it's what he does with the other ingredients. You know, he house smokes his fish. He house cures his fish. He brings in huge amounts of beautiful fish and has it in the case where you can just go in and you can buy pounds of lox if you want. Or he, you know, imports, quote unquote, from New York, his pastrami and things like that, that he knows that he has a certain idea of what he wants, and he brings it all in.
The first of the restaurants with ampersands, because there are a lot of ampersands. Let's start with Garden Grace. They made the list as well.
They did, and you're right, there are a lot of ampersands and plus signs, actually. Garden Grace is a terrific steakhouse from Troy Gard. He's known for Tag and Tag Burger Bar and Los Chigones. But what I love about Garden Grace is that it's a steakhouse, but it's a progressive one. So it's not, it's just a more modern day steakhouse, and I hope more kind of go in that direction. It's a little more sensible dining.
Let's go to another ampersand, Stoic and Genuine. Union Station, not so stoic, but pretty genuine.
Union Station was definitely the story of the year for 2014, and to have Stoic and Genuine and Mercantile, which is also on this list, open there is just such a coup for them. It's such a special spot in our city. So Stoic and Genuine is a fish house. It's a seafood place. One of the things I really, really love about it is that it's a Jennifer Jasinski restaurant, and it's small. She could have opened another restaurant and gone huge, and instead she kept it really small, really intimate, and really just kind of dialed. And the space is gorgeous. I love sitting at the Raw Bar.
There are other small places like Bistros. This one, To the Wind. I'm sorry, I'm still getting introduced to some of these new places.
So To the Wind is a really special spot. It's on Colfax right by the Bluebird Theater, and they don't take reservations. It is tiny. There's 20 seats total. Four of those are at the bar. You either go early or you go late or you don't get in. And Royce Oliveira is the chef over there. He was at Mizuna and different places around town. And he kind of just cooks from his heart every night of the week. And it's like being invited to a really intimate dinner party. It's just fantastic. And it's casual and low key. I mean, it's not fancy at all.
Amanda Faison edits food for 5280 magazine. We're running through the list because we've got to get through. Let's try and get through 10. Black Belly Market. I'm sorry, are there seats in there?
Yes. So Black Belly is our one Boulder restaurant actually on the list this year, and it's Hosea Rosenberg who won Top Chef season 5, so several years ago, and he has started a catering company and he ran a food truck, and now this is his restaurant. So there is a market in there, and then there's also his restaurant component. So there's grab and go, breakfast burritos, sandwiches, things like that. There's also a butcher shop or butcher component where you can go and buy a hunk of meat or whatever, and then his full-blown restaurant, and it's also very seasonal. He has a farm where he raises his pigs and sheep and different things, the meat for the actual restaurant.
The other bistro on your list is not as small as To the Wind. Bistro Barbas?
It's still very small, but it's not as small. It's in North Park Hill, and it's a great place that has these French kind of undertones to it, and it has kind of Moroccan and Spanish and North African influences, and that in itself is just really interesting and fun. And it's a beautiful little space, but it's really neighborhoody and casual, and you can just kind of go in and on a whim.
There's more, but we're out of time. It's Amanda Faison in 5280, this month's issue, The Best New Restaurants. I'm exhausted. Let's eat.
Let's eat.